WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in. Third and final hour of the program here on Wednesday morning, 508-996-0500, as well as app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We are taking calls, of course, if you have. So, again, if you missed the story at the beginning of the morning, you can check it out at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. But a woman in Acushnet says she saw a mountain lion in her backyard, in her in-law's backyard, yesterday morning, that her mother-in-law has seen the same thing, and that her neighbor actually has trail cam footage on it that we're still hoping to be able to get. And I share the story of what she and her mother-in-law saw, direct quotes from them. And then I reached out to Mass Wildlife and asked them about it. And our guy over at Mass Wildlife, Dave Waddles, said he would bet his left arm that it was a bobcat or somebody's house cat being mistaken for a mountain lion. Olivia says, no way. I know what I saw. I Googled, compared and contrasted. I know what I saw. Mass Wildlife says, there are no mountain lions east of South Dakota. Well, except for a couple times when there were mountain lions east of South Dakota. So could this be another time? Other people are reporting having seen it, and people are commenting on this story on Facebook, on WBSM's Facebook page and on the Fun 107 Facebook page, and they're sharing some of their own photos and video of what they've caught. The problem is, you know, I can't verify that what they're sharing is something that legitimately happened in this area. It's the same issue Mass Wildlife comes into when people report these sightings and then send them photos and videos. They've got to determine, are these legitimately from here, or are these from an area where they do have mountain lions and people are just pretending and hoaxing? So certainly somebody that comments on a Facebook story and says, oh, I had it happen in my yard, can just grab a photo or a still or a video from anywhere and drop that in there. And I wouldn't know the difference. So I can't look at that as fact and say, look, here it is. See, here's 10 other people that have seen them in the area. But if you suspect that you have seen a mountain lion or a cougar, they're the same thing. That was my favorite comment that people were making yesterday when she reported this, is they were saying, maybe it wasn't a mountain lion. Maybe it was a cougar. Those were around here. Like, no, a cougar is a mountain lion, and those still aren't around here, according to Mass Wildlife. But it does show, if it does turn out to be a mountain lion, which, again, Mass Wildlife is not putting much stock in that, but if it did, it shows that these previously extinct from the area animals are making a comeback. Bears were not in this area for a long time. They're back. They said there were no great white sharks in our waters. Now they're here every summer. There have been a variety of things. I mean, turkeys. Turkeys were pretty much gone. Wild turkeys, and now those are back. Now, some of them are through managed reintroduction, like turkeys, like deer, where they manage the population to make sure that they don't fall too low. But every once in a while, something does make its way here, I think. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How you doing?
Tim, when we say cougar, are we talking two-legged or four-legged?
I knew somebody was going to ask about that.
I had to. You said it was set up for it. But is it kind of strange that we've come to a place that where there seems to be more convincing evidence that there are UFOs out there, but we can't find a mountain lion, or we don't believe there's a mountain lion around?
Right. And to be honest, I've probably seen more, I wouldn't say verifiable, but certainly more likely UFO footage from this area than I've seen mountain lion footage.
Right. Well, absolutely. That's my point. Yeah. Yeah. But it's so hard to believe that they coyotes are here. You know, they ended up being back here. And I'm not sure if they ever were here before the last, maybe 30 years or so. But they definitely are here now. And so who's to say? I wouldn't be surprised one bit. The terrain is suitable for them. You know, we have all of our bears down here now. And more bears than ever. The only thing I haven't seen down here yet is a moose. And I guess there was once one in Attleboro. Was there one at one point in time?
Maybe. I mean, I've heard people that have told me they've seen moose in Freetown, a cushion area before too. So,
really?
Yeah. So maybe it's possible that we get a few of them that wander down here. But I mean, that's an animal that I don't know how fast they can go because they are so large. But maybe they can cover a lot of ground.
They, I had an experience. I was doing a whitewater river in New Hampshire a few years back, and it rained a lot the night before, so the water level was up kind of a lot higher. But we came around this section where it wasn't moving as fast, and in the middle of the river, these two moose, and they're standing there drinking water. They could hear me coming before I got to them. And you don't realize how big they are until you get pretty close to them and you're sitting in a kayak. They are big, and they move. If they want to, they can move pretty fast. And not too much stops them, obviously, besides cars, you know, but they do damage to cars. They're big, fast animals. They're strong animals. And, I'm certainly sure they can migrate down this far.
So, they probably could be in a full gallop. Are they an animal that does gallop? Because
they do. I've seen video of them running through woods, and they take down small trees with them too. Not much gets in their way. They when I say small trees, nothing, a couple inches in diameter, they just run them right over. And so they can't, but they're very passive. They don't seem to move that fast. They don't seem to want to move that fast. You wouldn't want to get in front of one that had a couple of its babies with it, that's for sure. I'm sure they could get nasty if they wanted to.
That's something I would love to encounter in the wild. You know, bears and mountain lions, they can. I only want to see them, if there's bars between us. But a moose, I would love to see in the wild.
I got chased by a bear in New Hampshire coming off of, I was on the Kangamangas Highway, and I pulled over to check out a trail to Mount Chicora. And the trail leaves the parking lot, then it circles back around to the end of the parking lot again, and then it sweeps back out towards the mountain. And there was a dumpster at the end of the parking lot there. And when I circled around, heading back towards the parking lot, this bear jumped out of a dumpster. And it was amazing how agile they are. It's standing on this pipe on the edge of the dumpster, on all fours with a garbage bag in its mouth, and decided to drop the garbage bag and chase me back to my car. And that was as close as I needed to get to a bear, I have to say.
Yeah, sounds close enough to me.
Yeah. Yeah, indeed. Hey, have a good day, man. Keep up the good work, Tim.
All right, take it easy. And I will say I've probably been closest to a bear at Clark's, which is now called Clark's Bears. They still use Clark's Trading Post for like social media and stuff, but they call it Clark's Bears. And I've been kind of close to it there. I keep my buddy, John Tenney, who lives out in the Detroit area. He like wants to be friends with a bear so bad. And I keep telling him, next time you're out here, we got to go up to Clark's, man. You got to go see these trained bears. But he's kind of against like circus animals and things like that. I'm like, yeah, but it's the only time you're going to get to be up close and personal with a bear. Anyway, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Yeah, interesting topic about cougars. Supposedly, they're coming from the West Coast into this area. They found a lot of tracks. They actually did capture one, but they didn't know if it was somebody's pet or not. That was about 10 years ago.
According to Mass Wildlife, there have been only three verifiable cougars in New England. Cougars, mountain lions are all the same thing. But there's been only three verifiable ones in New England There was one in 1997, which was they found scat, and the scat was tested, and it turned out to be mountain lion scat. Yeah. Then there was a case in 2011 where they found tracks, and four different experts agreed that they were mountain lion tracks, and they believe that that was the same mountain lion. Then in Connecticut in June, which is what I think you're thinking of, there was one that was struck and killed by a car in Connecticut, in Greenwich, Connecticut.
Yeah, I think they're slowly coming from California this way. So, I mean, what was the last, when were they around here? The 1880s, I think the last official one was killed that was from these paths.
Yeah, they put a bounty system in to get rid of them all so that people could be safer. And now they say that there hasn't been any further east than South Dakota. That's where the population of them ends. So...
I think they head this way. I could be wrong, but anything's possible. And as far as bears go, do you remember the wrestling bear at the Sportsman Show years ago?
I don't remember it in particular, but I've heard about different wrestling bears. They've had different ones.
They had Victor. And when my father was 16, he wrestled him. He pinned my father like 6 seconds.
Well,
so, yeah, that used to be a big thing. Wrestling bears, now it's considered cruelty to animals, so they don't do it anymore.
Well, I mean, they used to do bear baiting back in the days of Shakespeare, so it could have been worse. All right, thank you for the call. Have a good day.
Yeah, take care.
And we do have a few more calls here, and I'm going to get to you. But first, I just want to read you something from the Mass Wildlife site, talking about how, you know, because people are going to call up and say, oh, listen, they're around and they know about it. They just don't want to say anything. They actually address that very thing on the site. There are always rumors about what state fish and wildlife agencies in the eastern United States know about mountain lions. None of the rumors are true. So they're already saying, people are going to say that we know about them, but those rumors aren't true. So way to preemptively play that down, I guess. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Pretty good. I remember when I was a kid growing up here in Dartmouth, there was never any talk about coyote sightings or anything like that. I always was led to believe that their habitat was the southwestern part of the United States, you know, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, let's face it, I mean, coyotes are showing up here quite a bit. And I get a feeling that we're going to be seeing more species of animals and insects that this is not their natural habitat, because we're having such mild winters and such warm summers that, you know, I think there can be migration of these animals. Do you think climate change might have something to do with this? Because I don't doubt that people are seeing a mountain lion, because coyotes are pretty... I've seen a coyote myself. I live across the street from a house that's back by woods, and I seen one coming out of the woods there.
I think it could, you know, climate could play a role, but I think what's more likely is the development is forcing them out of their natural habitat. And I think, as a previous caller said this morning, as we're restocking some of the wild animals that we might not have had in the area, there's more prey for them here now. So they're following the food. So if there's turkeys and deer and things for them to eat, then that's going to keep them around more.
Yeah. I mean, I was sitting at my picture with the woodboarding here, looking at having a cup of coffee, and a great big buck deer. I'm talking about a big one with the full antlers and everything came prancing out of the woods and up my neighbor's driveway there. And although I've seen deer, you know, around, I mean, that's pretty normal. I had actually never seen a buck that size, and he went hopping up the street there. And it's a pretty majestic animal. It's large, and it's a little scary, actually, you know.
I'm just happy when I see them that I see them in time before I'm about to hit them with my car, so...
Oh, yeah, he could do tremendous damage to a vehicle, no question.
I saw it firsthand. My co-host on Spooky South Coast, Matt Moniz, was driving home after a show one night, and he hit a deer, and I had to go pick him up and bring him home, and it was just, it knocked the whole front end of his car. He was driving a Mercedes. The whole front end of his car went into the dashboard, so the radiator was right behind the dashboard.
Well, even the does are pretty large, you know. They're not small animals. Well, if you've ever seen a buck, it's a majestic animal.
Absolutely. All right. Yeah. Well, thank you for the call.
Thank you. Bye.
And if you think the does are bad, you should see the D's. Get it? D's and does. All right. Let me take another call here. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Oh, good morning.
How you doing?
Good. Good morning, Tim. I'm sorry. I didn't know if I was on the air yet. So I have a story. Yeah, I had a friend that said that they saw a bobcat, and they're a hunter. This person's hunted, you know, forever and ever and ever. And I'm like, no, I'm mountain lion. And I said, no, it must have been a bobcat. And he's like, look, I'm a hunter. I know the difference from their tails. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow, you know what I mean? Like, I just wasn't buying it. Thought maybe my chain was being pulled. But no, he was dead serious. But this wasn't down here. It was near the New Hampshire, Massachusetts state line.
But an area where they say that there aren't mountain lions.
Right. So I was saying, well, maybe possibly it came to Canada. I mean, because mountain lions like to be in the mountains because that's where they like to be up high. They like to run down and get their prey. If you watch any documentary, I mean, for them to just be walking along flat, I don't know. I don't see it. But I also, because you say we're not encroaching on the animals' territory, but we are. We are building more, and therefore the bears are coming further, and their prey is becoming more easily to get. And I don't know. You know, everybody can go either way on that. But he was adamant, and I have to say, I do believe him. I just thought, no, still a part of me says, no. I have seen coyotes right here. By the airport.
Yeah, they're everywhere now.
Road. And, I thought it was, I was sitting in my car. It was late in the evening, not too late, dusk. And I thought, I thought it was just a really big cat. And it was a coyote puppy. And I called it over and it got so close to the car and I realized, holy crap, you're a coyote. And then it noticed I was a human and I was not. Like, he was just as scared and he ran towards the airport. And of course I stayed in my car, but I do know now you guys put a story out, Tim, on WBMS, that there was a moose at a school. Remember?
I don't recall.
It was in the schoolyard. I don't know what part of Mass it was. I thought you guys had that scoop. Thought it came from your station. There was a moose in the schoolyard and all the kids, everybody was thrilled to see this big, huge moose, big antlers. Just walking along, munching on the school grass. Yeah, maybe Phil can look it up. Because I don't know. I thought maybe he did the story, but maybe not.
Yeah, I mean, it might have been something that we were just writing about, something that happened out in Western Mass, where it happens all the time. You know, there's more out there.
I don't know if it was Western. I know everybody was really shocked and wicked surprised. But, yeah, it's kind of exciting because we also got all these birds that was on your apps talking about all the new birds we've got here. There are so many birds that are like these songbirds now.
Yeah, I mean, my neighborhood in Wareham, all the streets were named after birds because we had all the different birds that would be out in the yard. You put a bird feeder out and you would see them all come through. Cardinals,
yeah, and like we right now, we've got birds that never should have been here. And they're saying it's because of the hurricanes, the strong winds have forced them up this way each time.
Yeah, I opened up my door one day. There was a bunch of flamingos out in the front yard.
Oh,
No, there was. They were plastic, but they were still there. I got to hold you there. I got to take a break here.
Oh, I just got to say real quick. It's still saying that I didn't purchase my tickets yet.
Well, you didn't purchase any tickets. They should have been transferred to you.
Right, and it's saying, and you have not received as of yet. What do I do?
I would email Jackson because he might have to resend them. Because if you don't take them by a certain amount of time, it might need you to resend them.
Yeah, because when you did that for me, which I really, truly appreciate, I said I'd give it the weekend, and I said I'd give it, you know, this first part of the week. And then he's saying, oh, great, you got your tickets. And I'm thinking, no, I don't.
Well, I would say check with him because he might be able to follow up on that and resend them if necessary.
Hey, listen, I can't wait for tomorrow when you go to that place, the bin place.
I'm not sure I'm going to make it, but I'm going to try to go.
Oh, I can't wait to hear about it.
I'll let you know. All right.
Okay. You have a great day.
You as well. Take care.
Bye-bye.
And caller, hang on. We will try to get you in before the news, but I've got to take a break. If not, we'll get you after the news. We'll be right back.
Stormy Daniels takes the stand in Trump's trial over hush money payments. TikTok is suing the U.S. government over a potential ban. And a day for the donkeys.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Former President Trump's criminal hush money trial got personal Tuesday as former adult film star Stormy Daniels took the stand. Under cross-examination, Daniels talked about an alleged sexual encounter with Donald Trump nearly two decades ago. She's at the core of the case that alleges Trump paid her $130,000 to stay quiet about the story ahead of the 2016 election. House Speaker Mike Johnson is slamming the criminal cases against Trump. He told reporters the Biden administration is abusing the judicial system.
These cases are coordinated political attack, plain and simple. They are a clear attempt to keep Donald Trump in the courtroom and off the campaign trail. That's what this is. It's an election interference. It is borderline criminal conspiracy, and the American people see right through it.
When asked whether he supports defunding Special Counsel Jack Smith's investigations into the former president, Johnson said he's, quote, looking very intently at it. Smith is leading Trump's federal election interference and classified documents case. When it comes to the economy, Americans don't have much confidence in anybody, President Biden in particular. A Gallup poll shows that only 38% of U.S. adults have a great deal or a fair amount of confidence in Biden to make the right decisions about the economy. TikTok is suing the U.S. government over efforts to have the popular app banned in the country. Tony Waterman has more details on the growing fight over a new law passed last month after U.S. lawmakers expressed national security fears with the Chinese government.
In the lawsuit, TikTok and its Chinese parent company ByteDance say the law is based on speculation. And even if it was grounded in fact, there would be less restrictive ways to address the issue.
The suit argues the law goes against the First Amendment. The bill from U.S. lawmakers aims to force ByteDance to sell TikTok or have it banned for Americans. Panera Bread will soon stop selling its charged lemonade after the drink was blamed for at least two deaths. One lawsuit claims the highly caffeinated beverage led to the death of a University of Pennsylvania student with a heart condition. Another lawsuit claims a Florida man with previous health issues died after drinking a charged lemonade. Concert Week officially kicks off today, and that means music fans will be able to save some money on tickets. Live Nation is offering tickets to select shows for just $25 each through May 14th. Participating venues at livenation.com/concertweek. And there's a day for everything, isn't there? Today we honor the humble donkey. It's World Donkey Day. Bree Tennis with more.
The Donkey Sanctuary says they are the sturdy helpers of the world, assisting man in times of war and peace. They're highly intelligent, calm, and good decision makers. And there are some pretty famous donkeys out there. Dominic, the Italian Christmas donkey. He helps Santa. Also Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh, Donkey from Shrek, and Lulu, owned by Arnold Schwarzenegger. And we honor them all on World Donkey Day. I'm Bree Tennis.
WBSM Sports.
Celtics beat the Cleveland Cavaliers in Game 1, 120-95. Game 2 at TD Garden on Thursday night. The Bruins in Game 2 with the Florida Panthers tonight. And the Red Sox wrap a two-game set with the Atlanta Braves tonight after losing 4-2 in the first.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Morning, everybody. On this Wednesday, we're starting out the day with patchy fog. Late morning, slight chance for a thunderstorm activity already. Temperature around 50 as we head into the afternoon. We'll continue with the threat for some thunderstorms. Temperature in the upper 50s. Overnight tonight, we'll have that chance for rain early on and then turning patchy to dense fog. Temperatures dipping into the lower 50s. Be sure to watch ABC 6 for my full 7-day forecast. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ceci del Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
We'll be right back.
course. This is Popcorn by Hot Butter. Because if you have a group named Hot Butter, what are those songs could you write except Popcorn? And I actually sing the song when I'm cooking microwave popcorn. Anyway, 508-996-0500. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, Tim. How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Very well. I got a story to tell you.
Sure.
Now, back in 95, we took a family vacation down in Florida. We went to the Everglades, to the park. And down there, they have the Florida panther, which is the eastern puma or eastern cougar. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they said at that time that they had been tagged animals that had been spotted in Georgia and Tennessee that had come out of Florida. So, I mean, they'd been traveling north at the back as far as 95. And I also remember them talking about seeing cougars in northern Maine and New Hampshire that had come down from Canada. So I don't see why these people are so think it's so bizarre that by now, 2024, that these creatures could be up our way.
Well, as somebody reminded us this morning, Not Bad and Oak Plus reminded us, they were also telling us last year that there was only one bear in the area, and they had to reverse course on that and say, no, well, it turns out there was more than one bear. So they just can only say what they have proof of. And unfortunately, there hasn't been anything that they can verify that says that there are, you know, consistent populations of these around here.
Yeah. I mean, it's, but there's just, you know, when you hear them talk about it, I say, well, I know. Like I said, back in 95, they had reached Tennessee from Florida. So, I mean, how many years since 95 is it now? So, guys, it's something that we look forward to see, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to see one in my backyard, but I'd like to think that we have them. You know, I'd like to think something that we actively hunted and killed and eliminated from the area could return and make a comeback. You know,
oh, definitely.
To quote Dr. Ian Malcolm, nature finds a way. Was it him or somebody? Somebody in Jurassic Park said nature
somebody
finds a way.
Somebody said that, yeah. Right. All right, buddy. Well, you have a great day.
You as well. Take care.
Bye-bye.
And I thought it was him who says, nature finds a way. So I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure. We got some app chat messages regarding this potential mountain lion sighting in Acushnet, which, by the way, Mass Wildlife says was probably not a mountain lion. I'm just going to keep giving that caveat. Sean in New Bedford says, I think Mass Wildlife should find out what area has the most sightings and set up their own trail cam and see if they can catch proof. So they do that. They actually do have areas where they have cameras set up. And they'll actively watch what is showing up on the trail cams. They also have trackers who will go out and look for things, look for tracks. So they do have people that are, you know, actively seeing who's, you know, what's out there and where they are. The problem is when they've gotten these reports in the past of people who have encountered mountain lions, they haven't found any verifiable proof that those sightings are legitimate. So they might have gone out to some of these sightings areas and not found tracks or scat or anything like that. Certainly the photos and the videos that have been sent in have been questionable. They've been determined in a lot of cases to have come from other areas, but they're trying to pass it off as being local. So there's been a lot of challenges. And the problem is in the social media age, two things. One, people, for some reason, like to perpetrate a hoax. They think that it's fun. And two, people don't want to be wrong. So if somebody puts up a picture of, they're like, look at this, you know, mountain lion I found in my backyard. And then Mass Wildlife says, actually, that's a bobcat. You can tell by the tail and the fluff and all that. And they say, no, no, it's a mountain lion. You're wrong. Like, they just don't want to be wrong. And now Olivia, who had this mountain lion sighting, says, you know, she would have no problem if Mass Wildlife proved her wrong, but she feels like she isn't, that she did, you know, a side-by-side photo comparison of a bobcat and a mountain lion, and the mountain lion more closely resembles what she saw. It didn't have the fluffy tufts and the fur like a bobcat has. It didn't have the markings like a bobcat has. It was tan, it was smooth, and it had a long tail. So, and that's also what her mother-in-law said that she saw. But hopefully that neighbor can get us that trail cam footage. And hopefully he got a good look at it on there. And we can share that with Mass Wildlife and see what they think. By the way, this happened around the Perry Hill Road area of Acushnet. Also, participation trophy wife in New Bedford says, just because Mass Wildlife says it's not a mountain lion does not mean I should go and pet the big kitty, but I want to. Yeah, I would avoid that. If it comes into your yard, I would avoid it. But I also wouldn't, you know, if you want to become a lion trainer, I don't know if that's still a thing anymore. The circus got rid of all their animals. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning.
Hello.
I'm not surprised about these poor animals. You know where I live downtown, the high-rise apartment building?
Mm-hmm.
Last summer, a doe, it was like a little deer that came. They chased it over the bridge, the Fairhaven Bridge, all the way into New Bedford. It ran into our parking garage, and I was taking one of my walks down there, and there it was. I couldn't believe my eyes. He or she crunched into a little corner of the parking garage, and I stopped very still so I could just look at how beautiful it was. And then a car came through to park, and I hollered, stop the car. There's a little deer over here. Nope. She blew the horn, scared the daylights out of it. It ran up the street, I'm surprised it found the exit. It ran straight up the street, right past Walgreens. And I never found out, did they find it? Did they catch it? What happened? If anybody knows, I mean, that poor little thing just ran right into the garage. Because we're based right at as soon as you come off the bridge, you're right at the octopus.
Mm-hmm.
The poor little thing took a little right, and it came right into our parking garage.
I do remember a story a few years ago. There was a deer that got into a store in New Bedford and caused a bunch of damage.
Poor things. I mean, what are we going to do? I believe it all. The animals are coming forward. Where are they going to? What are they? I wouldn't be surprised if you had an elephant or a giraffe coming down the street. I know that probably wouldn't happen because it's coming from a whole different place, but wow.
Not necessarily. What if Emily and Ruth escape?
Poor things. Oh, I remember them.
Are they
both still there? I know,
they're
I
both
know
still
about
there.
One.
Yeah, they're both
they're
still
both
there.
They're still there. Babies.
What if they got out and they came stomping down downtown?
I don't know. I'd love them. I mean, a bobcat and a Acushnet. Wow, I got to worry about my sister now. Where was that in Acushnet anyway?
Perry Hill Road.
I don't know. I'm not good with names. How far down is that?
Right around where, Rochelle's restaurant.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
So that's that street right over there. That's Perry Hill Road.
And it just did its own business and took off.
Yeah.
So do you believe that it was? You don't think it was?
Well, I believe that Olivia believes that it was. And, I want to see the trail cam footage before I make up my mind. But
I truly believe. Oh, that page that you guys put on, I forgot what story it was. But I told you, when I click on the BSM, I go all the way down. A lot of people don't do that. They see what you post and they're gone. But I continued down and I found much more and I was happy. They mentioned the Lizzie Borden house and everything. And then if you go further down, it shows you Maplecroft. Now, I've seen Maplecroft in person outside, mm-hmm. but I never got to see the inside. And what wonderful pictures you guys put up there.
Yeah.
I took a long time admiring those rooms and 7 bedrooms. Beautiful. It was beautiful. I would like to go in there like I went into the Lizzie house.
So for a little while, it was, it was owned by the same people that owned the Lizzie Borden house, the previous owners of the Lizzie Borden house. They owned Maplecroft too for a little while. And when they decided to sell it, one of the owners called me and she said, so you want to buy Maplecroft? We're going to sell it to you fully furnished. And they offered it to me for what was, a pretty low price, but I of course couldn't afford it. But I really wish.
Would you?
If I had the money, I totally would have.
Yeah. And then at the bottom, it was very funny, that last line, and Lizzie's waiting for you. If you want to go to Maple Crossing, see it or buy it. It says, Lizzie'll be waiting for you there. That was funny.
And a young family bought it with a couple of young kids. So now they live in there. So.
Oh, so now they're living in there.
Yeah.
And how come? I don't understand this. The Lizzie, the murder house, and Maple Cross, every now and then, comes up for sale. Now, what if somebody's going to buy it? Don't they have any intentions of keeping it?
So the murder house hadn't been for sale. The murder house was sold in 2002 from Martha McGinn, who got it from her grandparents who lived there forever. She sold it to Donald and Leanne in 2002, and then Donald put it up for sale in 2021, I think. And then Lanzall and U.S. Ghost Adventures bought it. So that's been the sale history of that. And then Maplecroft, it was owned by a guy named Robert Doobie for a long time. He put it up for sale. Christy Lee Bates bought it. She was from Texas. She wanted to open it as a bed and breakfast. She kept hitting stumbling blocks and put too much money into it. She sold it to Donald and Leanne. But then, you know, when Donald decided to retire and sell his properties, that's when this family stepped in and bought it.
It was very interesting. I read the whole thing and I looked at all the pictures. And then you guys put that little link to YouTube where the camera moved. I got a big charge out of that.
Yeah, good stuff.
I clicked on the link when I was all done with the photographs. I clicked on it and went straight over there. And yeah, the camera moved, huh? That must have been a big deal.
Yeah, oh, it was. It freaked us out when we saw it. So.
Well, I enjoyed it. Just wanted to say that.
Well, thank you.
All right.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
And caller, hang on. We will get to you. I got to take a break here. And before I take that break, if you are looking for some work, a job, something to earn a little bit of extra money, or maybe you're looking for something that will allow you to earn a living while also keeping, you know, mother's or father's hours around the kids getting to school, Tremblay Bus Company is hiring school bus drivers, monitors, and van drivers. So retirees, stay-at-home parents, anyone looking to earn great pay while supporting local students, you can work for Tremblay Bus Company. Even if you don't have a CDL, that's fine. They're willing to train you if you are willing to learn. If you want to find out more about how to work for Tremblay Bus Company, then all you have to do is go to their website, tbcbus.com. TBC for Tremblay Bus Company, tbcbus.com. That's where you can find out more about the positions they're looking to fill and how you can go about applying to work for Tremblay Bus Company. So join them, get everything ready. You can get all your training done and be ready to go for the start of the new school year next year, helping local students get to school while helping yourself earn a little extra money. All right, we got to take a quick break here. Caller, hang on. We will get to you as soon as we come back. Thursday is coming up on Sunday. Graduations are coming right around the corner. Next month is Father's Day. There's all kinds of anniversaries and birthdays and all kinds of things happening. And when all of these events are going on, you may need help celebrating. You may need somebody to help you put something out there for everybody to eat. Sunrise Bakery and Coffee Shop has got your back. Sandwiches that'll make any crowd happy, including their scrumptious casserole sandwiches, tuna sandwiches, linguica and cheese rolls, and plus a whole bunch of others. And if you haven't tried Sunrise Bakery's rice pudding yet, you are in for something magical. Don't forget about their Portuguese pops, which are great for your cookout, and their Portuguese bread. You know, here's a great breakfast idea. Toast up some of that sweet bread. It's so delicious. And of course, don't forget their famous pastries, muffins, and donuts made fresh daily. Sunrise Bakery and Coffee Shop, ready to help you with your celebration or just to celebrate a regular average day. Visit them at 506 Bolton Street in New Bedford. It's a sensational continental feel. That's Sunrise Bakery and Coffee Shop. Let's go back to our phones, 508-996-0500. You're next on WBSM.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yes. I live in Rochester. Excuse me. And when my son was in high school, and he's now 47, he came back from riding his bicycle because we have a bog out behind us, and so we was running. He said, "You gotta come and see this." And I took a picture, and it's a big claw in the ground. And we thought it was a mountain lion.
So
it was a long,
and this was a while ago. Time ago. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So
and, go ahead.
I was saying, so you saw the claw print in the ground. Is that what you saw? Or
yes. Yeah. I've got a picture of it right in front of me.
Did you show it to any wildlife experts? Did they tell you what they thought it might be?
Yeah. He said, yes, I did. Keeper out here, and he'd been working for the state at the time. And he said, "Did you put like a comb or anything to see how big it was?" I said, "No, I didn't, but it was big."
Well, I mean, maybe
that was a long time ago.
Maybe you had it roaming around in your yard then, and maybe this is one of its descendants. Or I don't know how long they live.
Could be. Hmm. And the other thing was that maybe about 20 years ago, it was late winter, and I was going up Route 105, and it was just getting dark, and I thought, my goodness, there's a deer crossing the street here. And I looked again, and it wasn't. It was a moose, a cow, and a calf.
Wow.
Crossing 105. And I saw this myself. Because this is before cell phones, so you couldn't take pictures, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But that did happen.
Well, it sounds like a menagerie of animals out that way.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, well, thank you for sharing.
And I saw two flies, too.
I got a few of those right here in the studio right now.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Have a good day.
Thank you.
And, that's because the weekend guys don't take their food stuff out of here. 508-996-0500. Let's squeeze in one more before I got to take my final break. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, good morning, my friend.
How you doing?
I want to congratulate you on being acknowledged by Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, yeah? Because he's celebrating his donkeys?
National Donkey Day.
Yeah. I knew where you were going with that. Hey,
have a great day, my friend.
I have no problem being called a donkey. They're hardworking animals.
There you go.
All right, take it easy. It is National Donkey Day, so, show some appreciation to the donkey in your life. All right, I got to take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments to wrap things up. All right, we have just a few moments remaining here before it's time for me to give way to Chris McCarthy in South Coast Now. But I'm going to remind you all that with Mother's Day coming up, it's time to vote on our mother-daughter look-alike contest to see who looks the most alike. The winner will be announced the day after Mother's Day. So you only have until the end of this week to vote. The lookalikes with the most votes will get a $1,000 Cardi's Furniture and Mattresses gift card, courtesy of Nairobi. Two $125 gift cards from Sisters Salon and Skincare in Mattapoisett, along with two $50 gift baskets packed with skin products, two $75 Alianza restaurant gift cards, two gift cards to Mi Antojo Mexican restaurant, treats from the SIE spot in New Bedford, and Mommy and Me bracelets from Corey Jewelers. All those great sponsors contributing to this huge prize package for the mother and daughter that look the most alike on the South Coast. Voting is ongoing right now at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. We picked the 100 best, and you can scroll through there, see them all, and then underneath it, you can vote on who you think deserves to win. And then the winner will be announced on Monday, the day after Mother's Day. See, we did that on purpose, so that you couldn't win the prize and tell your mom that that's her gift. So this way there, you still have to get her something. So stay tuned for that winner on Monday, and make sure that you get in there and do all your voting by Friday when voting will close. All right, again, that's going to do it for me for today. Stay tuned for Chris and for South Coast Now. I'll be back tomorrow. Maybe we'll have...